Newsbreak podcast.
He was arrested this morning along with the second accused. Her name is Ugeshni Govinda. She's the former Sahara employee. They're charged for fraud, money laundering, and corruption and theft. But there's also a third accused. She was arrested a long time ago. So far, it's just a bail application. The bail application of the accused. Right now, the defense is arguing in terms of the conditions of the bail application. In fact, Zwane's defense or legal representative, they were hoping that the court may grant him 10,000 bail. However, the NPA suggests that it should be 20,000, while Govinda's legal representative says that she should be granted 10,000, of which they do agree with the NPA. So the case is still underway in terms of the bail application and whether they will be granted or not. Apparently, this case in 2018, February, there were people who were accused for it. However, there wasn't enough evidence, and it was thrown out of court around December that year. But now, apparently, now it has been revived.
Can you take me through this case and any possible links to the Gupta family?
I think this case is linked to the Gupta family in terms of Ms. Govinda being the former employee of Sahara Company, which was linked to the Gupta family, and also another accused who wasn't arrested today, rather, but she's also appearing, Ms. Ronika Raghavan. She is the former director of Island Site, and she was also previously linked to the Gupta family.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.